For Bonnie Kurth, the recent hot weather coupled with those erratic winds has been unsettling.
Actually, I was just outside raking up the dried pine needles away from the house.
Her house is near the tiny village of Lake George in the western shadow of Pike's Peak. 10 years ago, she was evacuated for more than 2 weeks during the Hayman Fire. Unlike many of her neighbors, though, Kurth's home wasn't burned.
If I had to do this over again, I'd build a cement house. You know, like something from New Mexico or something.
Tomorrow's official 10th anniversary of the fire holds little significance for Kurth because she commemorates and thinks about it every day.
I'm out in my atrium, there's glass windows. I can see burn sticks straight west and to the north of me.
But for others, tomorrow holds a lot of meaning, if for nothing else, because of the comparisons it's drawing.
I'm Dan Gibbs. I'm a Summit County Commissioner and also a wildland firefighter. There's a lot of similarities going on right now, unfortunately, from not a 2002, yeah.
That's obvious when Gibbs looks out his window in downtown Frisco and sees just a few patches of snow left on the peaks above. But a more startling similarity to 2002 comes when he looks at something called the energy release component. That's the index federal fire managers use to predict how hot a fire would burn under the current conditions. And in Summit County, where almost half of all the trees are dead due to the pine beetle outbreak, it's currently near 100%.
I'm personally on pins and needles up in Summit County, and I think it's very likely that we'll pass fire restrictions shortly.
As early as today, in fact. Other counties along the Tinder Drive Front Range already have, and similar restrictions could be coming as early as tomorrow on the White River National Forest. The federal government is warning that Colorado's western slope is one of the most at-risk regions in the U.S. right now for fire. That might explain why Bonnie Kurth back in Park County on the Pike National Forest isn't as worried as she was in 2002.
We've had a couple of days of horrific winds lately, but it's not as bad for me. And there's a lot of green out here.
But underneath that green grass and new aspen trees, the ground is still dry, and Kurth knows that a few more weeks of gusty winds and hot weather could make conditions in her corner of the state just as bad as 2002. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.